Okay, any more questions?
Penting. Some people start meditation before they learn Abhidhamma. Some people start meditation after they learn Abhidhamma. And what we learn from the teacher very often, the teacher who also does meditation, say that, okay, if you understand Abhidhamma, when you meditate, whatever you experience, you can understand easily because you have learned the theory. But Bhante say that don't reject totally Abhidhamma, but also don't depend on that. So actually, which one's more better, Bhante?
It really depends on the individual. The Buddha also, when he taught meditation subjects to people, sometimes he would teach them in detail, a lot of things to look at. Sometimes he would teach them very briefly. Because some people, they don't like details. Some people love details. If you give them too general things, they get fed up. They want to see more and more detail. Some people hate details. Give them too much details, they get fed up and they don't want to do it anymore. So it depends on the individual. Nowadays, Pahao meditation is very popular. And according to Pahao Sayadaw, what he teaches is according to the Visuddhimagga. And his meditators will have to develop the jhanas first. And then after that, study Abhidhamma. Study Abhidhamma, not the whole course immediately. After you get jhana already, then you will say, okay, now the next step is you're supposed to locate this. And these are the elements, and these are the characteristics of the elements. So you make use of your concentration to investigate into your body and to verify what you learn. So they do that step by step. They don't learn all their Abhidhamma first and then they meditate. You meditate first, you get a jhana. After that, you go step by step. Can you identify the Pathavi element, the earth element? After you can already, then you say, okay, now the next step you do is, can you identify the water element? Then he will tell you all the different characteristics. Then you identify that. Then later on, he will go through the kalapas. Each kalapa has got minimum of 8 elements, right? So he will ask you, okay, now you have to look at the kalapas. Because the kalapas, they are rising and passing away from moment to moment. You have to check each kalapa to see each of the elements inside there. Does this one have Pathavi? Does this one have Apo? Does this one have Tejo, Vayo, Oja, Ganda, Rasa, and Vanna?